The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen, engineering and producing on the other side of the glass. And together, it's the midweek edition of Buckmaster. Here we are, Wednesday, November the 13th, 2019. I understand this is World Kindness Day, so we could all use a little kindness. We're broadcasting from the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. You're listening to 1030 Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk. Worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. All our podcasts available for you 24/7. Check it out on your schedule at buckmastershow.com. Any questions? And we've got Dr. Woosley with us in studio for a half an hour today. The live line number open for you, 790-2040. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Woosley, he would be happy to entertain those questions or comments during the next 25 minutes or so. Our monthly segment on the Buckmaster Show focuses on your medication and how to take control of your health care. We call it Your Meds, and it features Dr. Ray Woosley, the former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean. He's also founder, now president emeritus, of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute, known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley is the co-director of the Clinical Data and Analytics and Decision Support Group at the University of Arizona College of Medicine up in Phoenix. His latest venture is the creation of Credible Meds, one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicine. The Credible Meds website, visited each day by thousands of people from 180 countries. Their website is crediblemeds.org. Dr. Woosley, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Good to be with you.
I want to talk about drug interactions. This is so important. Years ago, and I guess we've become more and more aware of the drug interactions over the last, say, four decades. But before then, doctors just weren't really aware of this, were they?
No, I think we just assumed that you take a medicine and you get a benefit or not, and it doesn't matter if you take another medicine with it.
I mean, when you were in medical school, this was drug interactions probably wasn't talked about a lot.
That's about when we became aware of the first one.
All right.
There was a interaction between two medicines called quinidine and digoxin that really was thought of as the only drug interaction. And back then, we would teach the medical students, well, there's these few interactions. You can memorize those and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
We soon realized that was just not the case. And, you know, part of it is because we take so many more medicines today than we used to. The average number of medicines back then people were taking was two or three maybe at most. Now it's 12, 15, 17.
Oh, my goodness.
So the chance for interactions goes up exponentially every time you take another one.
The two you mentioned, what were those drugs used for?
For heart disease.
Okay.
For arrhythmia and heart failure.
But then the list grew.
Oh, it started growing like crazy. And it really began in the 80s with a drug called Seldane. The most promoted as the safest antihistamine ever developed, and it was sold to millions, prescribed for millions of people, and it was about to go over the counter.
Uh-huh.
And this is when I was at Georgetown, and they asked the doctors at Bethesda Naval, asked me to come see this woman with this drug problem. And we looked at this, and we said, well, it looks like she's taking the safest antihistamine. Mm-hmm. The only thing is she was taking it with another drug that often blocks your body's ability to break down drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And that drug was simply erythromycin.
Really?
Really. We knew that erythromycin, antibiotic,
sure,
can interfere with how you break down medicine. So that began the awareness that a lot of drugs that are very safe can become very dangerous when you take them with other drugs.
And so that was a dangerous combination then when you took, and some people may have presented with their doctor, they've got perhaps a sinus infection, and then they would be prescribed this Celdane.
Yeah.
But they also would be prescribed this antibiotic.
Exactly.
And that was very dangerous then.
And it was about 6% of prescriptions for Celdane were also with erythromycin. And it was
wow.
The common practice when somebody had a sinus problem.
So with the modern, with all of our computer systems, why are we not able to prevent these drug interactions?
Well, you'd think that would take care of it. And that's what everybody assumed for many years. But, you know, just coming back to this problem with Celdane.
Yes.
Celdane had to be taken off the market. Not because it was unsafe, but because we couldn't keep it from being used with these other medicines.
Huh.
And in fact, there are 14 medicines about that right after that that had to be taken off the market, not because they were dangerous when used alone, but dangerous when used with another medicine. So it just gets at, that's when the Institute of Medicine came out with a landmark report talking about 98,000 people die every year from reactions to medicines mm-hmm. and medical errors. So we said we need to prevent medical errors, so we need to use computer systems to do that. So all these systems were developed so that the doctors put into the record the medicines that are being taken or that they're prescribing, and the system will tell them if there's an interaction there that could be dangerous.
But there were warning after warning, but still the word just did not get out.
Well, it couldn't. It no. couldn't get... this sort of sounds paranoid, but when you're going against a $1 billion advertising program, it's hard to get a message in there.
Yeah.
And the message was overwhelmed by the marketing and promotion. The warnings were buried in a label for these drugs that is sometimes 20, 40 pages long.
Huh.
And so it was difficult. So that's why we relied on the computer systems. The problem there is the computer systems were sending out so many messages that were irrelevant to the patient. They were sending out a message that these medicines could interact. They weren't saying to the doctors, this medicine is dangerous for this patient.
Mm-hmm.
It was a message that it could be dangerous for some other patients. And because of that, 95% of those alerts were ignored. And in fact, most of them should have been ignored. So there's a message there that if you want to get a message to busy doctors, you've got to make it relevant. You can't let it interrupt their work day. You can't just beat them over the head with, you made a mistake.
Right.
You've got to provide information through those systems that's helpful and perceived to be helpful.
You know, getting back to why we can't prevent these drug interactions, people are taking sometimes 12, 14, 17 medications. They're using different pharmacies that are not part of the same family of pharmacies.
Exactly. We don't have
they may
record.
Be going to Walgreens. They mm-hmm. may also be going to CVS.
If you want to prevent drug interactions, you got to know what people are taking.
Right.
And each pharmacy has their own separate record. Each doctor's office has their own separate record. And there's no common record of everything the patient is taking.
So the doctors don't have, Dr. Woosley, this complete list of what the patient is taking. There's no kind of a central clearinghouse.
Not yet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people working on that. And the other part of it is, We need to have a system that involves the patient, because patients often are taking things that they don't want in the record.
Supplements. In some cases.
In some cases, they're embarrassed to say that they're taking dietary supplements.
Right.
Sometimes they're embarrassed to say they're taking an antidepressant. They're afraid that if my boss finds out I'm taking an antidepressant, I may lose my job.
They don't want it in the record.
Exactly. And they also... the record doesn't include over-the-counter medicines or vitamins or dietary supplements that can interact with medicines. So the incomplete record is a major problem for all of us today, and it's one that Credible Meds is working hard to address.
Dr. Ray Woosley is with us from Credible Meds. We're going to keep Dr. Woosley around for a second segment. If you have any questions about our topic today, 790-2040, 790-2040. Want to tell our listeners about my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. Mona's is located at the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. They're open right now for lunch. Of course, they're open now at 6:30 in the morning. They've been doing breakfast. Steve, the owner and chief baker, made a sizable investment into all the grilling that was needed to start doing the breakfast, and it's been very successful. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, on the web at MonasDanishBakery.com. And as we get into next week, before Thanksgiving, we'll be talking about Mona's and their pies for Thanksgiving, ordering your rolls for your Thanksgiving table. All that's coming up from Mona's Danish Bakery. It's Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. More with Dr. Ray Woosley right after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Take 5 minutes to give us your input on regional transportation matters. The Regional Transportation Authority's 35-member Citizens Advisory Committee prepared draft guiding principles to consider as they prepare to develop the next RTA plan. The survey is available between mid-November and mid-December. To take the survey or to sign up to receive RTA notices, please visit www.rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster encouraging you to fly from Tucson International Airport. When you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. A new study shows the Tucson Airport Authority's annual economic impact is $7.4 billion, with almost $1 billion of that from visitors flying into the airport. Fly Tucson, and airlines will respond with more flights, bringing more visitors, benefiting all of us. Type in TUS when you book your next flight and fly Tucson. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Ever dream of taking a river cruise? Bon Voyage Travel introduces you to Ama Waterways. You'll explore authentic culture in captivating landscapes in luxury and comfort, all on board an award-winning fleet while you travel through incredible cities and villages in Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Picture yourself on the river, indulging in Ama Waterways' locally inspired cuisine paired with complimentary wine with every lunch and dinner. Contact Bon Voyage Travel today to customize your river cruise vacation.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, midweek edition. We're in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Dr. Ray Woosley is with me in studio, and we're talking about drug interactions. Dr. Woosley, one of our contributors on the program, so honored to have people like Dr. Woosley. We've got 25 different regular contributors to this program, experts in their field. Dr. Woosley, former UA College of Medicine dean. He's the founder and now president emeritus of Tucson-based Critical Path Institute. And his latest venture is crediblemeds.org, which is a great resource for people who are looking at, hopefully they can avoid drug interactions, Dr. Woosley, by going to crediblemeds.org, because first of all, it's very easy to use, right?
We try to make it that way, and we're eager if there's anyone with any advice on how to make it better for them. We're eager to hear about it.
You know, we talked in the first segment, Dr. Woosley, about a little bit of the history of how this whole drug interaction came to be. You were talking about a very popular at the time in the 1980s, an antihistamine that really had a terrible interaction with an antibiotic. Nowadays, these drug interactions have become so common, it's almost hard to keep up with them.
It's impossible to. I tell people, if you try to memorize these, you're dangerous.
Yeah.
So you need a system to count on. And there are systems out there. They're not perfect yet. The biggest flaw in them, as we mentioned earlier, is the lack of a complete list of those medicines. And the medicines are in silos, the medicines list. And part of that's because the way medical care is delivered. You know, we have our mental health, we have our physical health doctors, our internists, our cardiologists, our orthopedists, our surgeons. And then we have our mental health system, which is really disconnected, where psychiatrists and psychologists are prescribing for mental health illness.
Right.
And there's a huge move, and it's a good idea that those should be integrated, that the care of your body and the care of your mind ought to be coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really being delivered in silos, and we often don't have those lists of medicines.
Let's go over some of these major ones that have come up recently.
Well, you know, the FDA started back after Celdane. One of the things the FDA did was to require drug interaction screening for new products, and some of those are now hitting our awareness. And one of these is coming out of this integration of mental health and physical health. And, you know, you can imagine you've got some reflux or mm-hmm. ulcer disease, and you mm-hmm. go to your internist and you get a prescription for Nexium.
Right, Nexium.
Or Omeprazole.
Uh-huh.
Or you go to the drugstore and you buy it over the counter without a prescription.
Right.
And then you go to your psychiatrist, or you're referred to a psychiatrist, or even your GP might order a prescription for a medicine called Celexa or Citalopram or Lexapro. These are very similar medicines that mm-hmm. are antidepressants. And those, there's now a study just came out showing that when you take Omeprazole, it blocks your body's ability to break down Citalopram. So the Celexa, the antidepressant, builds up in your system and affects your heart enough to cause arrhythmias and sudden death. And if this study that just came out on this drug interaction, which has been theorized for a while, now shows that there's a 2 to 3-fold increased incidence of sudden death when those two medicines are taken together.
Mm.
Now, it doesn't mean that it always happens, but it can happen. And no one should stop taking either one of those medicines. But if they are taking a proton pump inhibitor like Omeprazole. Mm-hmm.
Which is very common.
Very commonly taken. One of the top 10 medicines in the country. And it selects amongst the top 20 medicines taken by the public. So when those are taken together, they can be dangerous. And so it gets at, what can you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we recommend patients is to get involved and go to the Credible Meds website and other resources to become informed and actually create a list. You can go to our website and create a list of all the medicines you're taking. What we do differently is we try to prompt you, to remind you that there's some things that are medicines you may be forgetting, like your hormones
mm-hmm.
or your vitamins or your over-the-counter medicines. These also need to be on that list for it to be effective. And then you need to send that list to every patient, every doctor and pharmacist you deal with, and make sure they've got that on record.
Is it by using multiple pharmacists, you're asking for trouble in some ways, aren't you? If you go out of chain, I mean, if you stick with one chain, they've got records there. I don't know, do they have, do these Do these pharmacies interact with other pharmacies?
No, they don't.
They don't.
They don't exchange their information.
I wondered about that, whether there was an exchange, but no, it's pretty much in-house on a particular pharmacy.
Exactly. Now, if you do go to one pharmacy and you make sure that they are checking for drug interactions, and you can ask when you get a new prescription, you can ask, can I see the record of what you've got me taking? And you can say, here's what I'm really taking, and give that to the pharmacist and ask them to check for interactions. You can also go onto the internet and do it yourself. Just put in drug interaction checker, and there are four or five will come up. And generally they agree, but sometimes, just for example, I put in this citalopram and omeprazole in four different drug interaction checkers. One said there's a moderately severe interaction. Another said major interaction. Another said monitor closely, and another had no warning. So there's extreme variability, and so I recommend you go to our website, check, make sure you start with a complete list, and then ask your pharmacist to look at it with you. And also on our website, you'll see a list of the questions you should ask your doctor and another list that you should ask your pharmacist for every prescription you get.
Let's go to our live line right now. Russ has called us about blood pressure medications. This is a good question. Go ahead, Russ.
Yes, doctor, I had a quadruple bypass surgery and 2 years ago, and I'm on metoprolol for my heart rate, quite a high dose. I'm at 75 in the morning, 75 at night. Lisinopril and amlodipine, and I'm noticing unbelievable side effects, ankle swelling, fatigue, etc. I was just wondering, is some way maybe we could cut back some of those? I'm afraid to cut back the metoprolol because for the heart rate with the heart, but I was just wondering if there's something else I could maybe condense. I'm taking about 12 medications a day. And,
wow, 12 yeah. medications. And Russ, before you leave, this is not unusual. At the beginning of our interview, Dr. Woosley said that's almost become the average, about a dozen medications.
For people over age 65, it's from somewhere between 12 and 17 medicines.
Wow.
So you're quite typical, and the problem is difficult to deal with. And I can't give you advice on how to manage those medicines. Only your doctor can do that. But I would certainly tell you that go to crediblemeds.org and make a list of all those medicines and the dosages and why you take them, and keep that in your wallet. Take it to your doctor, and you can go to a drug interaction checker, and I can remember the ones you mentioned. You're going to find there are interactions with every one of those medicines. My guess is four or five are going to pop up as important interactions. Now, some of those are good. Some of the medicines you're taking are given with the expectation that they can interact in good ways. But there are also possible interactions that can occur that are bad and dangerous for you. And so I don't want to alarm you, but I do want to encourage you to be sure to go over that medication list and let your doctor know how you're feeling and which one of those might need to be adjusted or eliminated.
You said that there are sometimes positive. You just said sometimes there are positive interactions, and this is an area we have not touched on, Dr. Woosley. Could you give me an example? How would there be good interactions?
Well, a lot of times, especially when you're treating something like high blood pressure, there are different medicines that work to lower blood pressure in different ways. For example, a diuretic will take salt out of your body. Mm-hmm. That's one way. And then another medicine may block your adrenaline in your system. A beta blocker, for example. And those two together will lower blood pressure much better than either one alone. So that's what we call a positive interaction. 2 + 2 = 4.
Mm-hmm.
But in some people, that can be 2 + 2 = 6 or 10.
Yeah.
And that's not what you want. Then you're starting to black out from too much low blood pressure.
You know, going back to what you said, the internet interaction, that you did a check on those two medications, and you went over there were five different what came up was moderately severe interaction, major interaction, monitor closely, moderate interaction, no warning, and major drug interaction, I believe, on the credible med site.
Right.
So how could they all be so different?
It's because they're written by different companies, with different lawyers and different scientific review.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the real problems, is we don't have a common standard for how these messages are put out by these systems. And that's why often they're conflicting. We did a study asking which medicines interact with warfarin, a blood thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And one system said 160 drugs. Another system said 360 drugs.
Wow.
So when there's that much, there was only 7% agreement amongst four programs like that. When there's that much disagreement in the system, doctors turn off. When they get inconsistent messages, they say, I can't deal with this. I don't have the ability to police these different systems. And so they ignore the alerts most of the time.
All right, Dr. Woosley, again, where can people find out more?
I would say go to crediblemeds.org. Look at the My Medicines I Take form, complete that, keep it in your wallet, take it to your doctors and pharmacists, go to the drug interactions checkers. Our team of scientists are working very hard right now to put out a new drug interaction checker that will address what is in the FDA label. We want to focus on the real interactions that are serious. We don't want to worry about theoretical interactions that might be an issue. So crediblemeds.org will have a drug interaction checker of our own available very shortly.
All right, Dr. Woosley, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, CBS News coming up, and then we've got Coach Jeff Skurin coming up. He's caught in a little bit of traffic, but hopefully he'll be walking in any moment. Be right back.
CBS News Special Report. At today's impeachment hearing, Ambassador Bill Taylor testified a member of his staff overheard President Trump talking to another diplomat about Ukraine investigating the Bidens.
President Trump, through Ambassador Sondland, was asking for President Zelensky to very publicly commit to these investigations, that it was not sufficient to do this in private, that this needed to be a very public statement.
GOP lawyer Stephen Castor pressed Taylor about Hunter Biden's work for a Ukraine company.
Ambassador Taylor, do you know whether Hunter Biden offers anything other than the fact that his dad's the former vice president?
I don't.
Or at the time was the vice president?
I have no knowledge of Hunter Biden.
But you would agree it raises questions, right?
A White House spokeswoman says the Democrats' star witnesses can't provide any firsthand knowledge of wrongdoing by the president. CBS News Special Report, I'm Pam Coulter.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cunada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
At Sierra Tucson, we see miracles of healing every day. We are honored to be an international premier treatment center right here in Southern Arizona. Our comprehensive evidence-based programs focus on addiction recovery, mood and anxiety disorders, trauma recovery, including PTSD, pain recovery, and co-occurring disorders. Learn more at sierratucson.com or call us at 800-842-4487. We work with most insurance payers.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday during the noon hour, former United States Surgeon General Dr. Richard Carmona will join us, plus Tucson Weekly Education writer David Safir. It's Buckmaster during the noon hour on 1030, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk. We have anywhere in the world live listening on my website, which is buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Some of my favorite bump music. I love that from early on in Chicago's career, the song Only the Beginning. I think it's called Beginnings is the proper name for it, but that's early on in the evolution of the group Chicago. I think maybe one or two original members still with them. It's Buckmaster Midweek Edition. We're in the 1030 The Voice, Trusted News Talk, Green Things, Zocalo Village Studio. Speaking of green things, my goodness, no one grows more poinsettias than green things. Thousands. And it's an all-year process, but of course, we're coming up now, Thanksgiving just a couple of weeks away, so now is the time to get in your order at Green Things for all of your poinsettias. Green Things is the go-to place, certainly for everything green for the garden. They're located at 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Their 13-acre site is now home to Zocalo and all that great merchandise from Mexico and Latin America and Europe. Much of that merchandise is hand-carved, beautiful things at Zocalo. They have, of course, five shops now, and it's called Zocalo Village. So for more information, I suggest going to greenthingsaz.com or zocalovillage.com. Support comes also from our friends over in Silver City. Ray, you want to pull up the temperature, if you can, over in Silver City. All summer long and fall, we were monitoring it, and some days it was 20 degrees cooler over in 63 degrees. That's not bad. Very pleasant midday temperature over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. If you're looking for a great weekend road trip, check it out. First place to stop, the website, southwestnewmexico.org, where you'll find all of the great places to stay and all of the things to do. Tucson area resident Jeff Skurin is one of the winningest football coaches in America. His record as a high school and college coach, really remarkable, 300-plus wins. He's been named Coach of the Year 15 times in four states, State All-Star Coach four times, won 18 league championships, engineered turnaround seasons multiple times. His Sabino Canyon High School teams made five appearances in the state championship game in 10 years. They reached the state semifinals nine out of those 10 years. He was selected as National Coach of the Year in 2007 for taking the Santa Rita Eagles in Tucson from 0-10 to 11-2, the biggest turnaround in state history, although he has spent more than 44 years of his, most of his career coaching high school and college football. He has coached in Europe twice, once in 2012 in Italy, where he guided his team to the national semifinals with a 10-2 record. And most recently, he spent six months in Bavaria, Germany, coaching in a city of Kempten, one of Germany's oldest cities. Coach Skurin is the author of a critically acclaimed book, One Game, One Time, which is an autobiographical account of how in 2004 he coached his 40-point underdog Pima College team to an upset victory over a five-time national champion in a nationally televised game. What an impressive resume. It's so good to see Coach Skurin back in studio with me. How are you, Coach?
Guten Tag. Doing good.
There you go. You got your German all perfected. Now, the last time we had Coach Skurin in the studio, he was about ready to embark on the Germany adventure. How would you summarize your time over there?
It was one of those, yet another life-changing experience. I can't begin to tell people how amazing it is to live overseas and get an opportunity to experience different cultures. I've had a chance to do that now twice, and in Italy and Germany, and we were there 9 months, by the way. And to see four seasons again was really a shock after being in Tucson so long.
It was a 9 month visit.
Yes, yeah. I left in February.
Was it intended to be that long?
Yes, that was the plan. And and when I got there, it was 8 degrees, and there was 12 feet of snow on the ground. And the kind of thing that you just don't think about, am I really going to do this? And, you know, you just throw yourself into it and you dress for the role and I guess you just embrace the moment. It's a little bit like when you take over a winless team, which I've done three different times, and you just have to embrace the moment, and it is what it is, and kind of the bad goes with the good. But what a great cultural experience, a chance to live right at the base of the Alps, experience the Bavarian culture. We were in the Allgäu region, which is one of the most beautiful, spectacular regions in Europe, and you know, like I say, right at the base of the mountains, you've got the rolling hills and farmland. We're 30 minutes away from the High Alps in Austria, the Tyrol and the Vorarlberg, which we spent a lot of time and got to experience. Wearing lederhosen to the festivals, and my wife had a dirndl, and we just threw ourselves into the culture and tried to learn the language as best we can. And like I say, it really is a life-changing thing. I think when you see things on television and even read accounts, you only get a piece of the picture. And by going over there and doing that and learning, you begin to see a different perspective, and not just on different cultures and geographical locations, but the fact that people have opinions and about different places, and if they haven't been there and lived it, maybe they don't know exactly what they're talking about.
And you've always had to go with the flow. You never know what's going to happen, and this you had to do that this time around.
Yeah, I think coaching. That's what the coaching career is all about.
It's going with the flow.
Yeah, you know, it's not just about you. To win, you have to have a good administration. You have to have a supportive fan base. You have to have the right coaches around you, and of course you have to have, you know, great kids and players that want to commit and sacrifice themselves personally, and you have a sales job to win them over, and strategy. You know, people talk a lot about strategy and clever plays, and I've been in coaching now, you know, almost 50 years. And I'm going to tell you, everybody's got strategy. Everybody's got ideas. Everybody's got concepts. But to get down and dirty and to learn about people and how they function and what motivates them and to get involved with their problems and find ways to help them get better, and not just on the football field but in life. That's to win over that personal confidence. That's kind of what coaching's all about. And I think when you throw yourself overseas into a completely different culture and situation and a different language, it's a lot about that. You find out very quickly it's not about you.
Yeah, you know, I was reflecting on 9 months ago when we talked with you, and we were still in the linen closet here at the building. I think this is your first time in the new studio.
That's very nice,
so,
too.
Yeah,
yes.
This is our new studio, and we forget sometimes that it still kind of has that new studio smell, and it's not even a year old, and we're delighted, Coach. And things don't always go right. I mean, thank God your wife is fine. There was a medical emergency. You had to use the German healthcare system. Was that a shock to you, how well it went in that regard?
Yeah, I think that was the shock. I mean, how well we were treated. The efficiency, of course, people, I don't think, would be surprised by German efficiency,
sure,
in general.
Right.
But just to see how thoroughly planned and organized and systematically things were put in place, and they spare literally no expense. There's no insurance companies to worry about.
Did you have a big medical bill?
It was next to nothing, and we filled out one piece of paper and gotten out of that, which of course we didn't do. We had an income.
Sure.
And it's just, you know, again, it gets back to the things you see and you on TV and you read and you hear people's opinions, and you know, it's just an opinion. They don't really know what it's like. We are very grateful for the care that my wife got. Everything turned out fine. It was a month of the kind of thing that you just, you know, most people, you just don't want to go through. And
right.
And there's several weeks of saying, why us? And then after things turn out great, you know, then you say, why us again? Why did we get so lucky? And how did we get so lucky? And but we're very grateful to the system and how they work with the counterparts here in the U.S., some connections and doctors that we have here, and we just feel very grateful and very blessed that it's turned out the way it has.
All right, we'll have more with Coach Skurin, who is back now in the U.S. after 9 months over in Europe. We certainly, as a Facebook friend, I enjoyed following his trips through some of the Alps and just beautiful areas. We'll talk more with Coach Skurin. It's Buckmaster in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. Be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
This is Moa Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing.
And this is Bill Buckmaster. For several decades now, Moe has been my go-to expert for all my framing needs and bathroom mirrors. I trust Moe for service, professionalism, and top-of-the-line quality.
Thanks, Bill. Give us a call at 795-8226 and stop by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen, and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know about my love of travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. I know you value your time and money, so it makes sense to fly Tucson with nearly 60 daily nonstop flights to major hub airports. If you're flying to another airport to take a nonstop flight, you're still making a connection and spending 4 hours on the road traveling to that other airport. That's why I fly Tucson and encourage you to do the same.
A citizens' committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is preparing to develop the next RTA plan. That's why members want your input on a survey of draft guiding principles they prepared. The principles will help guide them as they develop the next 20-year plan, which would be funded by a voter-required extension of the RTA's half-cent excise or sales tax. To take the survey or sign up to receive RTA notices, please visit www.rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on 1030, Tucson's most trusted voice for news talk. It's always a pleasure to welcome a longtime Tucson resident and one of the winningest coaches in high school, certainly Jeff Skurin. Jeff's, what is it, 330 wins? What are you at now?
I don't want this to sound really strange, but I didn't count until about 280 something when a guy in Texas that follows this got a hold of me and said, you know, you're on the verge of 300. And I added it up and I thought, and I didn't want that kind of pressure. And as soon as we got that 300th win, I really haven't counted since. I just, when you're coaching, you want to win. The whole thing's, can we win this weekend? Your whole life is built on that.
Anyway, Jeff has had a remarkable career. He's just back from 9 months over in Germany, a really beautiful area of Germany, at least from what I saw from his Facebook post. It's Bavaria. I mean, it's the Alps. It's gorgeous. He was coaching over there. What do you think of the German? You have coached now in Italy professionally. What do you think of German football?
German football is probably the highest level in Europe, but it's still not really comparable to anything. There's two or three teams in Germany and maybe three more teams in the rest of Europe that could compete. I don't mean win, but could compete on, say, a Division III level. And they do bring over Americans, and some of them are very talented that they bring over. If people were really interested in it, John Grisham wrote a book several years back called Playing for Pizza about football in Parma, Italy. And for a lot of the players, it's like that. But most teams do have Americans. There's a limited number. And
it would be a great experience for an American wanting to play over there.
For a certain type of kid. Yeah. A lot of kids get over there, and they're cultural shock, and they're lonely, and it's homesick, like you'd expect.
Sure.
I mean, you're 5,000, 7,000, depending upon where they come from, miles away from home, away from support systems.
And they're not going to make a lot of money, but they're going to have a huge cultural, if they want to take advantage of it, some great cultural experience.
And that's the key. If they want to take advantage of those things, it is a great experience. And frankly, they're superstars when they get over there. They are the key guys.
Uh-huh.
And they're more than players. They're player coaches. They have to be, because what they learn playing in the United States and the fundamentals and the culture of football and how the effort that you put forward and the importance in your life to win in a game that's that physically demanding.
Sure.
Those are the things that have to be taught. Just like there's things with soccer that we just are beginning to understand in the United States. There's a few places in the U.S. where soccer is like a low level in Germany and in Italy where I live, but they're soccer fanatics over there,
right.
like we have in several places in the United States for American football.
Yeah, let's talk about American football. Have we peaked with American football? And while other parts of the world are showing an increase in football, what about the state of football on the high school and college level in America?
Well, we certainly have some issues that we are not confronting, and to me, if you want to solve a problem, you got to look it straight in the eye and go after it.
Talking about head injuries?
Head injuries, time commitments, other sports, other things to do, the cost of the sport, the demands of time of the coaches and the families, the involvement of parents, some very, very great people I've met in life are the, and so great friends of the parents of athletes, but there are some on the other side that make it a very challenging and demanding occupation. And for a few thousand dollars a year, most high school coaches and youth coaches for free are scratching their head and going, why would I do this? But that's kind of true in most sports. I think football in some places tends to be a little bit more aggressive behavior, but it's aggressive sport too than others. And but yes, the head injuries are a part of it. But head injuries, as the more research we do, we find are very common in soccer and many other sports. Just another major catastrophic injury in gymnastics. So you just have to be judicious and careful in almost every endeavor that you do in life, and you have to know the risk and prepare yourself and get ready. But you know, there are places in the United States where football is just booming, more popular than ever. I just watched on TV this weekend, which is kind of a nice thing to do for me, because you know, in Europe I have to be at 4, 5, 3 sure. o'clock in the morning to sure. watch the games. But had a chance to watch Alabama and LSU on television,
yeah.
And certainly not a you couldn't squeeze another body into that stadium.
No, so football is very popular in those
places.
And then booming.
And then Sunday I watched Seattle play at San Francisco, and another amazing game, another amazing experience, and you couldn't have shoehorned another body into the place. So in some places, and of course, you know, winning has a lot to do with it, and we in our culture, we've kind of lost a little bit of patience. It's like the corporate profit thing, that the long-term thinking is given favor of the, you know, we need to make profit this quarter. And it's the same thing in football. The development over time to build something that's going to last a long time, we seem to have lost our patience in that, and as we have in many other endeavors in life, and not just in sports.
But certainly the product will put people in the stands. I'll grant you that. But here in the West, it seems like maybe because the games are starting later at night, you're not getting as many people coming out to the games generally.
We seem to be doing a lot for television,
yes.
That's hurting
yes.
our actual attendance at hand.
Right.
It's just like I learned a lot from my former player and good friend Ali Farhang about the Arizona Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and the attendance when they moved it to a comfortable time for Arizonans has really increased.
Yes.
And of course that comes at the cost of a TV contract.
Uh-huh.
But it's certainly a lot more fun for us in the middle of December to get out and watch a TV, a game that's
at
on television.
3 in the afternoon.
At 3 in the afternoon
yeah.
than it is at 7, 8 o'clock at night when we get to the point where we don't want to wear those coats. You know, remember I was just wearing 5 or 6 layers in Germany.
I know. I saw your pictures.
I look like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man out there.
There you go. What are you going to do now? You're back home.
I'm going to enjoy life for a little bit and see what's out there. I get so many of my former players and assistant coaches are writing me and saying, you're not going to stay out of this. You can't. You're a coach.
I don't think you will.
But at the same time, you know, when you get a scare with your family, like we've gone through.
Yeah, you had the medical scare.
And
you kind of had a medical scare a little bit.
That was me not taking care of me.
Yeah.
More than a medical scare. Yeah, it ended up
you
being
were
a
dehydrated
hospital.
Or something.
Yeah, the syncope,
it wasn't a big deal.
Didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't take care of myself,
didn't
get enough rest, and that's what happens. You know, you can't burn the candle at both ends.
But you're still doing your motivational speaking. I mean, you're quite desirable that for conventions and things like that.
And I enjoy doing that still, and I'm doing some legal work now on sports injuries, and I enjoy doing that because it really stimulates my brain and I think gets to the root of some of the problems we're having with attendance at football.
Mm-hmm.
But the people, if people want a good football product here in Tucson, they need to show up and support the university and the teams around town, because that really means a lot. More than I think most people think. I think one of our former coaches made a mistake, and it cost him in the long run when he said that the players we need to win here keep flying over us on the way to Los Angeles.
Yes.
And while that may be true, you know, Coach Tomey, one of my mentors and
one of the best coach people.
Yes, we all do. And of course, with all the things that I was able to attend his dedication at the practice field last week, and you know, it reminded me of he brought in kids that wanted to play under his system, wanted to be part of the Tucson community, and got the people of Tucson to support those kids that wanted to be here. And somewhere along the line, the need to instantly win and to hire a person that snaps their fingers and create instant change, you know, those things, it's just not how it's done.
Yeah.
And we have to come to that realization that that we as fan base, we need to get out and support the team that we have and make them feel more part of the community. And slowly but surely, I think you'll see things come along.
Oh, I miss Coach Tomey. I wish he had stayed here the rest of his career, but God rest his soul, and we sure all miss him, don't we, Coach?
Off the field, he was an amazing man, too.
Yeah, all right. Jeff Skern, always a pleasure catching up with you. Thank you, Jeff. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show on 1030 The Voice, Tucson's trusted source for news talk. On behalf of Coach Jeff Skurin and my engineer-producer Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.